This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Breaking at InfoWars.com, and I got to say, good job to CBS. You know, I got to say this. CBS lies a lot. CBS is globalist. CBS is New World Order. But a lot of big stuff gets broken by CBS. Fast and Furious, you name it. I mean, it's not like USA Today. Sometimes it's horrible, sometimes it's good. It's like McClatchy. Sometimes it's like the best there is. Sometimes, you know, it's leftist crud. But I got to say, CBS is one of the few groups that will actually retract BS these days. I mean, MSNBC, you can forget it. CNN, you can forget it. NBC, you can forget it. CBS to retract story on InfoWars.com. We can now change that headline to they have retracted. They just killed the entire story. There's Kurt Nemo's article. CBS News reports fake story on InfoWars. It's like white supremacist militia InfoWars has armed men stalking the streets. Says the police don't know what to do in the face of the InfoWars armed commandos. Oh, my gosh. And it's just made up baloney. And I hope whoever did this. And then they have a video of the Oath Keepers going, we're here to bring everybody together, black, white, old, young. But the property owners, these black businesses that have been looted, it's wrong. And we want to work with everybody. That's our videos. Cut to CBS. It just goes, here are the hateful demons. And they're here for InfoWars. And they say they've been paid by InfoWars. And then they don't have them saying that. In fact, didn't we download the video? I think we have a. I know we have the story saved. Here's the original story. We'll put it on screen. And then now they have removed it. Which, I'd rather you just remove it and then say this was previously a story that was inaccurate. We took it down. You see, that's not really an apology or a full retraction, but I'll take it. I mean, in the days of, you know, Alex Jones influenced a man who shot three police officers. And then I had to have lawyers call up five newspapers and say, listen, we're going to sue you. We don't want to. We have to. You can't tell cops nationwide that we tell people to kill them. A, we don't agree with that. Just killing random people, anybody. B, the police will end up coming after someone that's doing that. I mean, you're assaulting us with lies. Stop it. You can't say I'm a child molester. You can't say I'm a bank robber. You can't say I'm saying kill cops unless I'm doing it. So they have fully pulled the story. CBS reports fake story on InfoWars hiring militia. I knew about this morning. I hadn't gotten to it really yet because we had Story Musgrave coming on. You heard Story. Oh, I was talking to him off air. He's like, yeah, I've heard the show or some videos and your website. I like it. And then he gets on air and goes, hey, you're a listener. He's like, well, I don't, yeah. Because he knows he can probably get in trouble being associated with such incredible evil. And that's all done because they create this perception that, I mean, in that CBS article, it's like these groups are associated with white supremacists. No, we're not. According to the Southern Poverty Law Center, who actually has been caught running the white supremacist compounds. I want to explain something. Not infiltrating them, running them, founding them. Morris Deves was in the South as a lawyer all during the real civil rights movement and only came back later and set up a movement to milk liberals that you know that truly wanted to end racism. It's a sickening organization. Truly sickening organization. Anybody that listens to this show knows we're the opposite of racist. But I'm so sick of political correctness. Fine, I am. I'm evil. I'm horrible. I'm against aborting any babies. That means I'm racist. Because I believe all lives matter. And he had that Democrat governor apologize and go, I'm sorry, I said all lives matter. You're right. And then forget all the race stuff. Now it's going to be sexist. Bernie Sanders says criticism of Hillary is sexist. You criticize her, you hate women. I mean, that is cult language. That is brainwashing. That is sick.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Gotta love that steel guitar, Junior Brown. God for the gift of consciousness. And I just hope I can stay strong and focused so I can give a proper defense of humanity. And I hope you'll join me in that common vision of freedom. Let me finish up with some personal business to the InfoWars operation that affects everybody. This is just the ongoing BS machine. And then we will get into the other news, and our reporters are joining us from Ferguson, the civil emergency situation at the bottom of the hour. The story's on InfoWars.com. CBS News reports fake story on InfoWars hiring militia. They did do a correction, and Rob Deuce said it wasn't enough, so they just pulled the entire story. But they know they had to because they show the video of the Oath Keepers, and they don't say InfoWars is paying them. And they're not connected to white supremacists. I mean, he was just a load of bull. And, you know, 15 years ago, if the New York Times got caught lying about something, people got fired. Nowadays, what happens when reporters just start writing fiction? I mean, get a job in fiction. I mean, all of us make mistakes, but the Oath Keepers and my reporters aren't parading around in white sheets. They're not out fighting with the black people. They're not connected to white supremacists. And we didn't hire them, and they weren't threatening people. Rob Deux, here's footage of Rob Deux calling the CBS News news director. And again, I commend him for taking the story down. It's rare that mainstream media actually retracts stuff these days. So I guess CBS, you could call journalistic. I mean, they got people working for them that put out stuff that's, you know, worthy of a Hollywood script in the fiction department. But that said, I mean, they ought to go to California and, you know, be a better writer than Barton Fink. That said, here's Rob Deux and video and audio of him calling him just about an hour ago.
Hey, is this John?
Yes.
Hey, this is Rob Deux from InfoWars.com. You are John Butler, news director for KMOX?
Yes.
Okay. I am looking at a story out of your local, on your local website. Second paragraph down, it says CBS News reported several members of the militia style group called Oath Keepers showed up carrying assault weapons.
Yeah, hold on. Let me bring it up.
Sure. The headlines, militia style group hired to protect reporters in Ferguson.
Whoa. Okay, there we go. We got it.
Okay.
All right, now, military style group hired to protect Ferguson reporters.
Right. Okay, yeah, it's worded a little differently on your website. But second paragraph down, it says they were hired by InfoWars.com, a website run by Alex Jones, to protect its reporters.
Right.
Okay, that is patently false.
Oh, is it?
Yes, it is patently false. So I just got off the phone with the reporters that I sent. I'm Rob Deux, the news director here at InfoWars.com and InfoWars Nightly News. And so we've been getting a lot of phone calls from other places asking us, checking on the source, asking us, saying, is this true? Is this true? And we have denied it. The Oath Keepers were there protecting local businesses.
Right.
And they offered to walk with us. And so our guy said, sure, y'all can walk with us. But there was no hiring going on at all.
Well, that I get that. All right, we'll definitely change it.
Okay, and when let me give you my email. Can you send me the new link whenever you guys retract that?
Yeah. How about if you send me an email?
Okay.
It's easy. It's
J.M. Butler.
Butler at CBS.com.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, I appreciate you working with us. Thank you. We did not hire them. Correct.
They offered to walk with you.
Yes. They offered to us, and.
And you said sure.
We said sure. Because, I mean, if you look at there's a post-dispatch reporter in the hospital right now recovering with a concussion.
Believe me. Yeah. You know, I had two people on the street that night. I absolutely understand.
Right.
All righty. We'll fix it.
Okay. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Those videos are up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I got to say, that's a good news director right there. There's a mistake. They fixed it. Good job. To CBS News there. But we just have to continue to counter this type of stuff when it happens. The bad part about the article is trying to mix it all in with white supremacists because the Southern Poverty Law Center says. The Southern Poverty Law Center can say the moon was made of cheese. Doesn't mean you have to run with it. These people are known liars. They make Obama look truthful. They work for the Clintons, for heaven's sakes. Sick of these people. I've got to get Joseph Farah back on to find out the latest. They did a four-year suit and got from the Clinton library thousands of pages of the secret documents from 1993 when they got in and were trying to shut down the Western Journalism Center. That's WorldNet Daily, its previous incarnation, and saying if the Internet ever starts having alternative news, we're done. We've got to use the word conspiracy theory. We've got to have the IRS go after people. You know, we've got to demonize them, connect them to racism, whatever. And it's all there cold-bloodedly saying, we can't allow free thought. And then here we are all these years later. What do? Don't go to InfoWars. It gives you viruses, totally made up. Don't go to Drudge. It gives you viruses, totally made up. Don't go to InfoWars. It's racist, totally made up. That's the group tied into the Boston bombing. I mean, it's just incredible the stuff these people engage in because they're scared. And speaking of Hillary, I already mentioned this, but I'm going to get back into this before I get back into Ferguson. Bernie Sanders, a guy that can't do basic arithmetic, we're totally bankrupt. We have the biggest welfare state in history. The ultra-rich are basically tax-exempt. He never talks about that. He talks about higher taxes on the ultra-rich, something Warren Buffett wants. But they never do it. They end up doing it on the middle class to shut down any real economy. And now Bernie Sanders is running around. I've got the full quotes here from CNN. There's video of it saying criticism of Hillary is sexist. And basically saying she's a good person. I mean, she's the ultimate fat cat, worth over $100 million, was worth nothing when she got in office. She takes money from dictators. I was talking to a pretty prominent Democrat in Texas a few weeks ago before I left town. And I said, why is it they're indicting all these Republicans for stuff that probably isn't even illegal? It's questionable, but not illegal. But then Hillary can take money from third world dictators at the State Department to remove the export ban on weapons. That's a clear bribe. And he goes, you forgot the Democrat rule, and giggled. I mean, these people are allowed to do whatever they want. And now Bernie Sanders is saying, quote, I think, let me do his voice, I think for a variety of reasons, Hillary Clinton has been under all kinds of attack for many, many years. In fact, I can't think of many personalities who've been attacked for more reasons than Hillary Clinton. And by the way, let me be frank, and I'm running against her. Some of it's sexist. Sanders, the Vermont senator, said Sunday in an interview with CBS Face the Nation. I don't know that a man would be treated the same way that Hillary is, Sanders said. So all that I can say is that I have known Hillary for 25 years. I admire her. I respect her. I like her. She and I have very different points of view on a number of issues. That's a pretty good imitation of him. I mean, you can tell Bernie Sanders is as dumb as a pile of steaming dog crap. Oh, I'm so sick of these people, these pseudo-intellectuals with their moron followers. I've seen Bernie Sanders' followers in interviews. These people have lower IQs than drying paint. They're the people that go out and sign Mark Dice petitions, 8-2 is the average, 80%. Let's put gun owners in slave camps and kill them. Yes, I want to put them in slave camps. Let's take the Bill of Rights and arrest anyone that criticizes Hillary. Oh, yeah, I'm sick of folks talking bad about her. Let's arrest them. I mean, these people are dangerous, would-be Mao Zedongs, and they can go to hell. And I'm sorry to use that type of language, but, man, when it fits, I got a big lexicon, a big repertoire. I have a very large semantical dictionary, thesaurus. I have a good handle on the English language. And I've got a lot of words to describe these people. But sometimes the guttural Anglo-Saxon is the only way to describe these people. They are full of you-know-what. Bravo, Sierra, is their planet. Can you imagine a planet with nothing but parasites? Planet vampire. But there wouldn't be any vampires because there's nobody to suck off of if it's only them. And all these stupid people. that don't know that free market gives you so much wealth, you turn into big, fat, spoiled brats, and the society collapses. So there is a problem with it. But, I mean, socialism and communism creates hellish nightmares. And so now if you criticize Hillary for Hillary care and trying to take our guns and trying to ban the name boy and girl and opening the borders and Benghazi and Fast and Furious and persecuting people, the IRS.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at Slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at Slingbow.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913. made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103.
103 is forever.
103 is forever when you're just a little kid.
My great-grandmother lived 103.
So, Cyrus Jones lived forever.
Ma Jones.
Grave digger. When you dig my grave.
You can really see how Native American she was. She was a good-looking woman, a pretty serious looking.
So I can feel the rain.
Grave digger. Her last name was Moon.
Bureau Stonewall, 1903 to 1954.
Look at this headline.
Lost both of her babies in the second.
Sanders pulls crowd of 27,000 in L.A. That's what I mean. Just idiots. He's gotten the teachers union endorsement. They want some free goodies. There's so many good teachers out there, but man, you just can't get more for nothing. The country's bankrupt. Why huge Los Angeles crowd turned out for Bernie Sanders? Bernie Sanders scores a nurses union endorsement. Oh, but don't worry. Hillary Clinton is now defending Megyn Kelly and says that she's incredibly impressive. Megan, she wants to invite you to the Lincoln bedroom. You really want to join the cult, Megan? Hillary likes you. And I'm not being sexist here. Hillary likes women. She loves blondes. It's well known. And she says she likes you. So be incredibly impressive. Report on the fact that the blonde Janet Reno likes you. Oh, boy. Hillary's like, hey, Toots, how you doing? You look pretty good, Megan. I like how you're energizing the whole feminist thing, making it all about how I got Bernie over there working for me, too. I got a lot of girls work for me. Give me a cigar, Mac. You want to go far in this business, Megan? Get over here to the Lincoln bedroom. So we can play Pachisi. Oh, my gosh. Back to Bernie Sanders. He said 70,000 people in the last 3 days cheering him in California. Rapper has dropped Clinton for Sanders. Oh, my gosh. Homie Macker has now endorsed her. California rapper Brandon McCartney. Well, that's really important. CNN. But don't worry. Back to the other diversion. Megyn Kelly says she won't be cowed by Donald Trump. Oh, my gosh, she's such a champion. Trump's momentum keeps rolling the hill. Polls keep going up. Ted Cruz says it's foolish for GOP to criticize Trump, pointing out that he's putting out a lot of ideas that they agree with, so don't fall into the trap. I agree with it. Texas Senator Ted Cruz on Monday warned that Republican presidential candidates who are slamming Donald Trump do so at their political peril. Cruz remarks, which came during an interview with Politico, said he swings through the South on a bus tour are among the most detailed comments to date regarding his reluctance to criticize the real estate mogul who is currently leading the polls in the GOP. I would note, quoting Cruz, that a lot of Republicans, including other Republican candidates, have gone out of their way to smack Donald Trump with a stick. Now, I think that's just foolish. And he goes on, asked why Cruz paused and replied, Donald Trump at a rally in Phoenix, between 10,000 to 20,000 people came out. When you attack and vilify the people at a rally as crazies, it does nothing to help Republicans win 2016. And he goes on from there. Yeah, he's meant to cause a civil war in the Republican Party. And he said he's getting ready to run third party, probably. I just want to ask, why aren't Republicans talking like him? You would never given him the space to do this. But all the Republican advisors say don't do it, so Trump can then go do it and set your butt up. And I've been saying that since day one. Oh, it's unbelievable. Truly unbelievable. We've got our reporters coming up from Ferguson. It's a crazy situation there with people getting shot and businesses being looted and other issues. We put out a video about unity and the Oath Keepers calling for unity and trying to educate folks on the ground about how divide and conquer works and George Soros and protecting black businesses. It's mainly black businesses have been getting burned, and CBS News puts out a report about white supremacists, Oath Keepers, and InfoWars. with no evidence of white supremacists just to demonize the whole thing, but they've since retracted it. Meanwhile, Missouri representative, we have the video of this coming up, says take out the Oath Keepers. Take them out. Calls them instigators because they're there guarding businesses. Were the Korean shop owners instigators in the South Central L.A. riot of 20 years ago, 20 plus years ago? It's all coming up. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and news from
We're
Europe
on
as
the
well.
March. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Coming for you, New World Order. Gotta pull the trigger. And I'm not gonna pull a trigger that fires lead. No, I'm gonna fire ideas. And you know what V says? That's right, ideas are bulletproof. Coming up, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to look at the de-evolution of humanity by technocratic design. Two articles from the Daily Mail and the London Independent tie together on this front. Not going out, why millennials are no longer going to nightclubs. And another headline, generation fail, social media addicts are more likely to feel inadequate when it comes to their careers and looks. You know, some of God's greatest gifts, to quote Garth Brooks, are unanswered prayers. In fact, remind me to do this. I'm going to tell a story concerning this of when I was in Rome inside the Vatican after our guests leave and how it's an allegory to some of God's greatest gifts or unanswered prayers. But that ties together. We've got news out of Europe. Economic news and a lot more we're going to be hitting. Emergency has been declared as of yesterday in Ferguson after shooting of Michael Brown's friend, and police say shot at them. Again, I'm not just somebody that mindlessly sides with the police, but when you got George Soros financing all this, when you've got all the witnesses that were black saying the opposite of what Michael Brown's friend who got shot said, generally, the police have been telling the truth a lot more than the violent demonstrators who are even looting black shops. Does that mean there aren't cops executing people in cold blood across the country? Does that mean they don't get away with it sometimes? Absolutely, it's happening. Is it the number one issue in America? Or the twin issue of Donald Trump or Black Lives Matter? Yeah, I think all Black Lives Matter. I think all lives matter. I mean, you know my drill. It's the truth. 52%, 51%, depending on the numbers of blacks, are never born. We're talking like 16, 17 million people versus a couple thousand black men killed questionably in the last 20 years. Look, it's 100 or so a year that are questionable shootings by the cops. It's over 1,000 whites in questionable shootings. And if you look at the numbers, it's about the same. Maybe a little more whites per capita than blacks getting shot by cops. And it's not racial most of the time, but if it is some of the time, is it the only issue in the world? No. They want to divert us down this rabbit trail while they're geoengineering and the borders are open and the economy's collapsing and they're gearing up martial law. And I heard that video from a month and a half ago, total emergency alert, elite now evacuating. I'm going to do an update on that in the next few days because that's only accelerated. I'm not saying something big's happening. They say it, and I hope it's a false alarm. I hope it's just a drill. But, man, I'm telling you, the whole world isn't Donald Trump. If the mainstream media didn't like Donald Trump, they would have ignored him day one. They want to build him up, whether he's a good guy or a bad guy. And it's the same thing with this whole George Soros situation. George Soros overthrows countries from Africa to Europe, from Asia to the Middle East all the time. He's been doing it for 30 years, devaluing currencies, bringing in riots. And during an economic collapse, you bet your bottom dollar, they're going to activate race war in this country if they get away with it. Remember, there's not just bad guys in this world. There's good people, too. And so I'm going to try to support good police. I'm going to try to promote local policing. I'm going to try to promote a good culture and support good police, go after bad cops. But I'm not going to ever be part of a thing of kill the pigs and the cops are bad and blah, blah, blah. The laws are what are wrong, or the interpretation of them is what's wrong. I'm ranting. We're going to go to Jakari Jackson and Joe Biggs right now. Reporting as a great team. They've both been pepper sprayed, rubber bulleted in the case of Biggs, along with Al Jazeera and others, and when the police were out of control and ordered to target the media. Again, we're not saying they're perfect. They're certainly out of control and shameful and stupid and mindless, and that's what happens in a mob situation. Both sides degenerate, and that's why Soros wants to bring this in. But we'll see what's happened since they got there yesterday. We've already had CBS News retract trying to tie Jakari and Biggs and Oath Keepers. You know, they're all in the same article, in with white supremacists. There's no white supremacists there. There's no connection. And into that we're hiring the Oath Keepers to intimidate people. They have removed the article. We have screenshots of it at InfoWars.com right now. It's red-linked, and it's not just because it's about us. It just shows how they manipulate stories. CBS News reports fake story on InfoWars hiring militia. Joining us is Joe Biggs. I think he's first up on camera. Then we'll get Jakari's take. Joe, you've heard my little rant there. Fill in the blanks.
All right, Joe Biggs here with InfoWars.com. We're currently standing on South Florissant Avenue right across from the fire department and police station. If you guys remember back last November, this is the exact location where Jakari Jackson and I were standing when the no indictment came out and the killing of Michael Brown with Officer Darren Wilson. Now things have began to heat up again a year later on the anniversary of Michael Brown's killing. And a lot of people taken to the street and began some peaceful protests. Sunday night, there were peaceful protests mostly throughout the entire day. But a few things erupted. Some people were arrested. A business was broken into. A man was shot. And a couple of reporters were beaten up. So last night, we found out that we'd be coming into town. I actually reached out. I contacted some of the Oath Keepers like I do whenever I go to a different state. And I just try to get a point of view, information from boots on the ground, from people who live there, because it's a lot easier to talk to someone that we already have a rapport with versus just randomly stopping and asking somebody what's going on. So I asked the guys, what's the situation in Ferguson? What's the attitude like? What's going on? And they just said, you know, things have been heated up really well. We were asked to go and guard some of these different businesses. Now, over here to my right, your left, is where some of the small businesses were that black owners have. And they contacted the Oath Keepers last year, and they stood guard. The Oath Keepers stood guard and protected these businesses from looters and riots. So they already have a good rapport. So they contacted me back and said, hey, I've got a small five-man team, including myself. We'd like to come out, if you wouldn't mind, and pull some security so you and Jakari have the ability to rapport without having to worry about anybody running up behind you, hitting you over the head, kicking you to the ground, and stomping on you.
That was very nice of them. I want to thank them for that.
Yeah, like I said, we never hired them. We never exchanged any kind of currency, anything like that. They offered their help. They volunteered to be there and support us because they support what we do. And the guys, literally, one of the quotes last night was, he's like, hey, Jakari Jackson and Joe, you guys are some of the real, you know, last good reporters. We want to keep you guys alive as long as possible to continue reporting on these events so people can find out the truth about what's really going on. So that's why we're out here. We want to expose what's going on. We know that there's a lot of police corruption going on. You know, the fact that these body cameras get sent back to the police stations for only these police officers to then judge themselves. I actually spoke to a gentleman last night, one of the protesters, says, why doesn't the footage go to a non-biased source, someone who can watch that footage and then use that to go into court if something does happen, instead of that footage from the body cam just going directly to the police force and those guys going, we're not going to release that or it's not going to come out.
Well, I agree. The fact that they waited on Brown so long is what helped build all this up. It almost seemed like somebody wanted to stir things up. Or do you think the people in charge are just that ignorant?
I think they're just that ignorant. I mean, that's what Jakari was and I were talking about earlier. The fact that a lot of these community leaders in St. Louis don't really do what they need to do to take care of stuff. Now, we saw in other situations, like in Charleston, South Carolina, and Cleveland, and Cincinnati, when the community came together, the leaders, the politicians who are there supposed to help out the civilians in that area, when they came together and they did the right thing, nothing happened. It was cool, calm, and collective. There were no riots. There was nothing. A horrendous crime was committed in Charleston, South Carolina, and the community came together. They pulled together. But you don't see that here in Ferguson that much.
Joe, I want to get Jakari's take on the situation here and, you know, flip around and get him in front of the camera there. But specifically, what is it like under the emergency that's declared? And we're now hearing the police chief is saying they're talking to the, quote, demonstrators and locals about what they think the role of the armed men is and should guns be allowed during a civil emergency. So if they say no guns during a civil emergency, what a precedent outside of law. You need guns during the breakdown of society in the emergency. All common sense shows that. So a very chilling statement.
Well, last night was very interesting. When we first walked out, we approached West Florissant Avenue. We got out, and everybody saw us. And a lot of people at the beginning were kind of upset because they didn't know who it was. They just saw a group of five guys with guns and two people walking in the middle of them. Once we got across the street, the police officers stopped us, said, please don't walk behind us with your guns. We said, okay, that's fine. We walked in front of them down the sidewalk towards the Quick Trip. We made a left, went back over to the Sam's Meat Market, where those gentlemen have in times past came out with guns and protected their business. And then we began to walk back towards the McDonald's on West Florissant. And a lot of people jumped out and said, what the hell are you guys doing out here? Why do you have guns? And there was a number of people who came out and said, hey, 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 that's InfoWars. These guys are good. They tell the truth. And another lady came out of the crowd and went over to Sam, one of the Oath Keepers, and said, hey, this guy has been helping protect black businesses. These guys are good people. Leave them alone. Let them do their job. So you get a lot of people that come out here and spread, you know, disinformation, all these lies and this BS.
Well, exactly. Here's what's happening, Joe. Well, that horn's going off. We'll fade it down and I'll talk for a moment. But expanding on that, they're trying to take our guns. They have a program to demonize the ownership of guns. They admitted to the Justice Department. The word is brainwash. You know, the compound word is brainwash. There's a directive. And so we exercise the Second Amendment openly to counter that and say guns aren't illegal. And the answer is the good people of every race, color, and creed with guns scares off the bad people. Bad people are going to have them hidden and pull it out on you when you don't know what's happening, when you don't know what's going on. And so that's why they're pushing this. That's why they want to demonize the Oath Keepers who've never been involved in crime, never been involved in anything racist, are just supporting the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And Stuart Rhodes and others, you know, one of Ron Paul's former staff members that founded it, frequent guest here, are simply saying clearly the elite are getting ready for a collapse. It could be imminent. We need to get ourselves squared away and get ready to maintain security during the collapse of society. And what is the black sheriff of Milwaukee saying? Same thing. And he's a member of Sheriff Max Group. What is the black police chief of Detroit saying? Buy guns to protect yourself. They're getting rid of the police force, basically. And cops, the head of Interpol, a black guy again. I don't know why it's black guy to our police chief saying this, saying we should arm people to stop mass shootings. It's common sense. It's not racist. It doesn't work anymore. Let's see if that horn's still going off there in Ferguson, Missouri, with Joe Biggs joining us via video link. Go ahead.
Well, last night we were able to actually engage in a really good conversation. Like I said at the beginning, a lot of people were kind of just concerned. They're like, all right, what's going on? But then once people saw who we were, everyone calmed down. They came over. We crossed the street again. And people came over and they asked us, you know, why would you do this? And some people didn't even know that they were able to do that in their own state that they live in. So it was an opportunity to speak to people about the Second Amendment, your rights to be able to carry guns. You know, a lot of people didn't even know the facts behind it, you know, that if you don't have a felony and you're not under the influence of alcohol or drugs, that you can carry a long gun or you can carry a shotgun, you know. But that's the thing, that people don't know that, and they were completely shocked. They said, well, if you guys can carry them, why can't I carry them? And Jakari, at one point, I remember, he looked at a guy, he said, no one told you you couldn't carry a gun. You have that right. It's your ability. You just need to go out, learn the laws, understand what it is that you need to be able to do that, and you can exercise your Second Amendment peacefully.
That's right. And look, what you're doing is bold. What you're doing is dangerous. It's one of the ultimate civil rights, human rights movements for open carry. They say it's against the law to open carry rifles in San Antonio. Violates state law. We marched with the Texas Land Commissioner for the first political speech at Alamo history, because they didn't allow speeches after it was destroyed. The state took it over from the Daughters of the Republic of Texas. And we gave a speech. 1,500 people of every race, color, and creed. And now they're changing the law in San Antonio. So we're taking our rights back. Just 20 years ago, driving around Austin, every 10th pickup truck had a 243 or a 308 deer rifle in it. Well, cops started arresting people under orders by politically correct police chiefs. So people are putting their guns back in their gun racks. And if a cop harasses you, we're not anti-police, but we're pro-America. We're going to sue you. We're going to sue the police department until they stop giving you illegal orders. This is a movement. We're not backing off. We're not backing down. We're going to come back and talk to Jakari Jackson. I'm going to do 30 minutes of overdrive today because I got here late because of a family issue and a story I was on. I'm going to come back to Jakari Jackson and then come back to Joe Biggs if he wants to come back. I got other news I'm going to hit. Some stations don't carry the fourth hour. In the next few months, we're going to be going back to the fourth hour, always being live. I'll be hosting it with a round table with my reporters every day and special magazine-type reports and documentaries. The fourth hour is going to become the best hour of the show for stations out there that want to start picking it up again. But in the meantime, Infowars.com/show. You go there, the free video feed, free podcast, audio feeds, iPhone apps, Droid apps, it's all free, Infowars.com/show. Imagine the power of you, of we, the people, sending that link on Facebook, Twitter, sharing it with friends and family. That's why you look at the graphs. We're going to do a story on this. Our audio streams, podcasts, and video viewers just on our own native systems is exponentially going up. And I'm getting cheaper and cheaper bandwidth. The IT folks come in and say, we got the cheapest bandwidth there is. It's $40,000 this month. Do you really want to keep supplying millions of people a day to the podcast, the video feeds? And I go, yes, I will get the funds. We've got to have our own system as censorship increase. And it costs a lot. Closed captioning to launch the TV network. Just 4 hours a day to be closed captioned by a real person. Federal law, $10,500 a month. The satellite, $15,000 a month. Other contracts, you're talking like 30-something grand a month just for that. We are committing. We're putting literally 95% of the money that comes into here right back in the operation. The rest we're war chesting for backup. We've only got about a 4 or 5 month backup as our emergency war chest. I don't want to spend that, but I'm committed to go to the next level. I will. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. I didn't even plug last hour. So when you hear me plug, support us. I want to thank you for that. The highest quality water filters, lowest prices. Non-GMO seeds, videos, books, shortwave radios, hundreds of items, cook stoves, just hundreds of items. It's all there. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of the products that were sold out, like Prostaguard, Knockout, are back in. We have Super Male Vitality finally back in, the strongest Male Vitality product out there. It'll just blow you away. A 5-star review, something like 98% review, thousands of reviews, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. You're funding the tip of the spear of the fight for humanity. We salute you all. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting, non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Jackson's our guest. I'm doing 30 minutes live in overdrive so I can get into the brainwashing that's taking place and the loss of humanity that's unfolding and how TV head behavior, social media head behavior is basically turning young people into zombies. I'm going to get into a lot of other news as well. I'll get into that allegory tying into the fact that some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. I'll do that at 8 after next hour. Ja'Kari Jackson joining us from Ferguson, Missouri. Ja'Kari, you're brave again to be back out there. I'm glad you guys wanted to go. What is your take on your observations since you got there yesterday afternoon?
Ja'Kari Jackson reporting from Ferguson, Missouri. Now, Alex, as I always talk about Ferguson, Missouri, people see all the craziness and things that happen on TV. And, yes, that stuff does happen. But I just want to reassure the viewers that the majority of the people out here are peaceful. They are, you know, nice, gentle people. They may go out into the crowds and protest, but they do so peacefully. What you see on TV is a violent minority. With that said, we've seen the reports of reporters being attacked, people being put into the hospital and all that. And also, if you guys recall, last November, when myself and Joe Biggs were here, we were talking to a reporter about this just a little bit ago. Firefighters were being attacked. They had people shooting at them. And even though there was a SWAT team 200 yards away, they didn't come down and help the firefighters. The firefighters had to leave. So with that in mind, we said, well, we don't want to wait for somebody to come and maybe protect us. We wanted to be able to protect ourselves. So the Oath Keeper so graciously came out and shadowed us around, provided us with security as we moved about. Once again, we did not hire them. We did not exchange any type of funds, bitcoins, or anything else. They came out here and just wanted to help us as we were reporting on the activities of the day. And to anybody who says they were out here fear-mongering and bullying people, you can see the videos on Infowars.com. At one point, the conversation between the Oath Keepers and the public got so relaxed, they started talking about taxes.
And that's what scares CBS News and why they try to bring in white supremacist stuff in the article when there was none of that going on, is they imagine demonstrators get along with armed vigilantes. I mean, that would be their headline. That's a sensational headline. That's the truth. So you guys should shoot a video with your original video, Ja'Kari, and point that out, that demonstrators in Ferguson embrace armed citizens. I mean, that's true. It's what happened, but you wouldn't believe that with CBS following orders from the Southern Poverty Law Center.
And that's the thing. We talked about this a little bit ago. You know, myself, Joe Biggs, many of the Oath Keepers talked to many news outlets, also people with just iPhones or whatever, and they asked, are you guys being paid? We told everybody, no, these guys are not being paid. But somehow it still wound up on CBS that we were paying these guys off, even though that's 100% not true. You guys can go watch Rob Dew's report about it when he talked to, I guess it was their news director over there at CBS. But the situation right now, Alex, is very peaceful. It's very calm. Maybe we can pan around and show people that this is the police station where last year we were out here for the indictment or the no indictment, and then a little bit of chaos broke out after that. So it's largely calm right now, and hopefully it will stay that way, Alex.
Ja'Kari, I kind of let you guys run things on your own because obviously you're the eyes and ears on the ground. What do you expect to happen tonight? Are things being diffused with the state of emergency? You planning to stay? What do you expect?
Well, we'll definitely be back out here tonight. As far as when we got here, we got off the plane a little bit late. We had some delays. But when we got here, things were largely quiet. Yeah, there are crowds out there, but, you know, no hubbub, no rocks being thrown that I saw, no frozen water bottles. All that stuff had happened at an earlier time. So, you know, the police were out there. They just said, please don't walk in front of us with your firearms. We didn't do that, and we didn't have any issues.
Well, good job, just like you did in San Antonio, out there with that open carry, Ja'Kari. Tip of the spear, Infowars.com. Thank you so much. Be safe out there tonight. And I guess you guys are probably planning to come home Thursday?
Later sometime this week. We haven't set a firm date
good,
yet.
Good. Yeah, obviously we hope you get to come back soon. We hope things get de-escalated. We'll be right back in overdrive. Some stations don't carry it. Infowars.com/show. Support our local affiliates. Spread the word. The globalists hope you don't.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.